And I would like now to introduce Robert Knott. He is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican, which is the purveyor of the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday Arts magazine in that fine newspaper. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning.
Speaking of the arts.
Look who's on the cover.
Lang Lang. I'm going on Monday night.
Well, that's at where? 6 o'clock at the...
At the Santa Fe Opera.
Well, where else?
Where else? Lang Lang being an incredibly famous, wonderful, amazing, genius piano player.
And it's the Santa Fe Concert Association production. You can call 986-5900. My understanding is you can have dinner at La Fonda with him following the concert. But you probably have to pay extra for that, and they have a separate phone number for that. I think it's 984-8759.
Robert Knott, you know what this is right now?
This is just about our anniversary.
It's the KSFR Fun Drive.
Oh, that's good. So the Fun Drive, yes. Well, you should give money, and one thing you need to do to make that happen is to call and make a pledge.
At 428-1393.
It's your own pledge of allegiance to KSFR, your community radio station, which has been around a very long time, and I've been fortunate enough to be around with it. So, yes, call that number and make a pledge and try to support it, and that's all.
And you can still get a pair of tickets to the Arden Players, the Lion and the Lamb, the Revolutionary Spirit of St. Francis of Assisi.
Which opens tonight.
I saw the rehearsal last night. I love it.
Excellent.
I really enjoyed it. Not only because of the fact that there's a wolf in it, also known as a dog.
Well, I'll get to that in a minute.
But that's not a very big part.
It plays at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, and for a phone number, call 501-1709.
Or call 428-1393.
Oh, that's right, for the tickets.
Yeah, for the tickets, 428-1393. And I would like to make a challenge for people. First of all, we have a $1,500 goal this hour. I don't think we're very close right now, but that is our goal for this hour. And so let's step it up and give us a call, 428-1393. People have been so generous, and it's really been a wonderful thing to be part of KSFR and is an ongoing wonderful thing to be part of KSFR. And during the fun drive, we get to sort of gauge whether you guys are on the same page with us. And so many people have been very generous, whether they give a contribution of $500 or of $5 or more, really anywhere in between. It just makes a big difference. It means that you care. It means that you value KSFR. It means that you like the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And this hour, this half hour, it means that you like Robert Knott, whether or not he sings.
Well, let's wait until the deductions start falling. I'll sing you a song if you send money in. You'll make KSFR happy all the time. Yeah, I'll be here. I'll sing whatever you want. In fact, I'll do a, what do you call it when somebody asks for a request?
It's called a request.
That's right. So if you have a Dean Martin request, pledge, and I'll sing it before the end of the show.
Excellent.
So cool. You said you like doggies.
I do indeed.
Are you positive?
Positive.
Because Doggy Dog is a new art show opening at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, 108 Cathedral Place, with a special dog-friendly reception on Saturday from noon to 3 in the museum's art park, which is off East San Francisco Street. So dogs, assuming they are accompanied by their owners, are welcome. Reception is free, and the exhibit continues through October, and is basically paintings and photos of dogs by Native American artists. It sounds really interesting. 983-1666. One more time, that's Doggy Dog. 3 o'clock Saturday in the museum's art park off San Francisco Street. Show runs through October.
Excellent.
Yes.
And the Mambo Room is happening.
Mambo.
It's at
Mambo with Maris Charlotte.
It's 18 and over now.
Really? It's that much money to get in?
No, it's not much money to get in, and it's
you don't mean 18
Saturday.
Bucks. Oh, you got to be 18 years old
to
get in.
Yeah, you have to be 18 years old in order to get in. It used to be all these things were 21 years old and over, but now it's very inexpensive. It's less expensive than it was before. It's at El Patio Cafe, formerly known as Cloud Cliff, at 1805 Second Street. And there's tapas. There's all kinds of good things. There's a free class with Mambo Fay at 9:15 and a performance by Tony Perez and Haley Constable.
Excellent.
Yep.
The third annual Santa Fe Renaissance Fair is this weekend over at El Rancho de las Colondrinas on Los Pinos Road. 10 to 6 both days, something you're going to love. The kids are going to love it. The teenagers will probably like it. If you're under 5, there's no charge at all. Otherwise, you've got to pay to get in. Tickets are available at various bank locations, but you can also get them at El Rancho de las Colondrinas. I'll give you a phone number, 471 2261, and that includes like people dressing up in revelry and sword fighting and pirates and antics and broadswords. And
I'll give you a phone number.
Here we go.
428-1393.
I heard that number before.
428-1393. It's the number of...
number before. You sound like Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Yeah, that's because I am.
Oh, hello, Mr. Brando. I thought you were dead.
Yeah, no, I'm not dead no more. I've come back.
Well, that's pretty good.
To KSFR.
Oh, that's fine. What brought you back to KSFR, Mr. Brando?
Because I thought that they need a little bit of help from me. Like, if you... I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Call 428-1393. Or else.
That's pretty good. What are you saying. Acting in Up in Heaven, by the way?
Mary Lynn, take over.
Okay. Hey, we have to thank Caitlin.
And, yay, Caitlin!
And Rebecca.
Is that Caitlin with a C?
Caitlin with a C, right.
How about that?
Is there any other Caitlin?
There are many Caitlins, but there is only one Caitlin.
Okay, and Rebecca Dempsey and Charlotte Dempsey as well. And I believe it's Charlotte Dempsey. And you know, we had this flurry right after, you know, we went to the break, and now we've got three phones available again. So give us a call.
That's because they're listening to me. They're like, oh, we can't tear ourselves away from the radio.
Yeah, it's but now Robert we need Knott. Another flurry.
Well, then I can leave.
No, we don't want you to leave.
We ain't going
to
flurry until November, December. It's hot out. Oh, it's Mr. Brando again. So what we were speaking, this is pretty good. I get to interview you. what shows are you acting up in heaven?
Oh, there's one about St. Francis of Assisi.
Really? Why was he
a sissy? Which you can get tickets to.
Let's hear the phone number.
At 428-1393. I'm just saying.
My God, no wonder people thought you kept doing the same act for 40 years. I've heard of a streetcar named Desire, but...
I'm mopping from cloud to cloud. I'm playing the harp. You know.
Do you know Harpo?
Yeah, of course. He's my friend. He's playing the harp on the next cloud over.
Does he say much to you?
No, you kidding? He doesn't talk. He wears a curly wig.
It's a wig? It's not the real thing?
Well, you know, I don't go as heaven. I don't go pulling his hair.
Well, I see, but a lot of people think that wasn't your real jowls in The Godfather.
This is confidential.
Okay, go ahead. Nobody will hear it.
No, it's confidential. I'm not talking.
Yeah, but you have to say something.
Something.
Sam Shepard, another luminary, is going to be in town reading from his book, Day Out of Days, which is a terrific collection of short stories. 5 o'clock Thursday at the Inn and Spa Loretto, part of the Garcia Street Books Meet the Artist series. It's free, but seating is limited. Here's the phone number, 986-0151. I bet you have a phone number, too.
That's a big deal. Oh, bye, Mr. Brando. Yes.
Oh, he left.
He left.
Just coincidentally.
And you know what's weird? He just floated up. There's not even a cloud. He just floated straight up.
That's fascinating. This is like meeting Superman and Clark Kent. You keep running in the other room to change clothes.
Not at all.
No, you're positive. All right. Sam Shepard is a big deal. That's
Sam. I love
Thursday
Sam
night.
Shepard.
Well, you need to go to this town. I'm telling
I
you,
guess
those
I do.
Stories are great.
Yeah.
And what do you know about Joan Logie?
She's a wonderful poet, and she's our new poet laureate here in Santa Fe.
And she's got a ton of events happening.
A ton.
Well, she's got a few. There's a piece on her in today's Pasta Tempo. Take a look and see on page 18. But she's doing a number of events, including the Women's Festival of the Book at the New Mexico History Museum on October 2nd. And she's going to be doing something called Joan and the Giant Pencil at the New Mexico Museum of Art on September 26th. Take a look at the PASA. Look at the nice story by Jill Batson. And there's also a calendar of events. And if you want to get out of town this river this weekend, there's the Pewaukee River Art Tour.
Yay.
You said it. 10 to 5, Friday and Saturday.
Like
head
rivers.
On up there. Check out PewaukeeRiverArtTour.com.
Now, the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is having an open house Saturday and Sunday this weekend from 10 to 4, and you can find out about their little, happy, lovely senior animals and visit them in their peaceful country setting.
That's
and
nice.
You can learn about wellness and health care and all kinds of good things, and there's refreshments and talks and by veterinarians, and you can check their website for more information. The website is kindredspiritsnm.org.
Cool. Now, what do you know about the open house over at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design?
Oh, yeah, they're having a big event. Tell us about it.
Well, it's from 1 to 6 on Sunday. It's at the campus over there on St. Michael's, 1600. And they're going to have music, art, drama, literature, fun, and friendship, they claim, free food, and performances by such groups as Anthony Leon and the Chain, Maria Benita's Dance Company, Wise Fool, Mariachi Diferencia, y otros.
Fun, friendship, and food.
Programas especial. Sí, es De Uno a Seis in Sunday, so head on over there. St. Michael's Drive, 1600. Formerly known as, and probably will be such for at least a year, as the College of Santa Fe.
Yeah, it's going the way of the Via Linda Mall. Which changed its name, but nobody uses the new name.
I know.
Okay, so we had a while back, not too long ago, during theater festival, Santa Fe Theater Festival, a reading of the play Broken Hammer. Well, the National Museum of Nuclear Science and History is doing a staged reading of Broken Hammer by Robert Benjamin on Tuesday, the 21st of September. And there's refreshments at 6 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock is the performance, followed by Q&A. And it's in Albuquerque. It's at 601 Eubank Southeast.
Nice.
Yep.
The Rosenberg Collection at 901 Canyon Road has visions of three photographers. That includes Martin Rosenberg, also James Hart and Ray Belcher, opening tonight 5 to 8. Exhibit runs through September.
Martin Rosenberg is one of our board members at KSFR.
Excellent. It's at 901 Canyon Road, which is at the corner of Palace, right as Palace turns into Canyon.
Right by the tea house.
577-7419. That's tonight. There's a nice piece by Paul Weideman in today's Pasatiempo about these three photographers, Ray Belcher, James Hart, and Marty Rosenberg, who's a great guy, by the way.
Excellent. Yes, he is indeed.
And I like seeing him walk his dog down Alameda and sometimes visits with my dog. And if people have dogs and they treat them nicely, I always think a little more of them.
Yes.
Hey, do you know much about the Capitol steps?
Yes, I like the Capitol steps.
Well, they're
political satire.
They're coming here on Tuesday.
I love it.
Well, it's at the Lenzik. It's presented by the Santa Fe Community College, and they're going to be bringing in their special show. There's a piece in today's PASA once again. They're going to be doing the liberal shop of horrors here. Call the Lenzik, 9881-2344 in Formation.
And let's see, tonight, if you've got nothing else to do, and there's certainly a lot else to do, the Lenzik presents Big Screen Classics 2001, A Space Odyssey, the sci-fi masterpiece by director Stanley Kubrick.
They're 9 years behind the times.
Well, that film was made in 1968.
Oh, so they're 42 years behind the times.
You're very, very good at math.
Wait a minute, Mr. Brando's back?
4281393.
Yeah, I guess not.
We want that flurry. We want that flurry of phone calls, ladies and gentlemen, right now.
And
Mary
if you
Lynn,
can't give us a flurry, at least give us a flossing.
We don't want a flossing. Well, you can have a flossing. Don't floss me. Mary Lynn.
Yeah, all the phones are free again, and we do have to thank Anonymous, of course.
Yes.
And Charlotte Cook.
Yay.
And lastly, Paula James.
Oh, thank you, Paula. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you, everybody. 4281393. We need that flurry of calls in order to make our $1,500 goal. I'm not sure what we're up to. The email is down, and the internet connection is down in the Santa Fe Baking Company, so I can't have my secret chat with Mary Lynn at the same time that we're doing the show.
Can people pledge by computer?
Yes, they can go to ksfr.org. Okay. ksfr.org.
They can also drive out there to the community college and leave you a check.
Yes, they can come into the Santa Fe Baking Company right now and give me a check.
Or money?
In fact, yeah, somebody did that. I was supposed to give it yesterday. I forgot. I'm going to have to drive it in today.
Why don't you sign it over to me? I'll bring it down to the KSFR immediately.
You're turning red when you say that. I'm just telling people.
Well, I know.
So we have also an Oakland-based performance artist and writer, Gray DeYoung, formerly known as Shannon DeYoung when she was here last time. And she has a play called Burst. It's directed by Tanya Taylor Rubenstein.
Oh, that's right.
Presented by Santa Fe Performing Arts. She did a version of it last year, and it is a wonderful one-woman show. It looks at sanity, and it looks at kind of craziness. It's a very funny and poignant and profound play about her own experience. I think it's probably a little bit fictionalized, but it's full of psychiatrists and family and dance and life, and it's basically about her experience of being diagnosed as bipolar 2 when she was in San Francisco, and it's about living in the Far East in Vietnam, and about clarity and confusion. She's just an incredibly talented young woman, and so this is happening at, where's it happening? 2 weekends, this weekend and next weekend. I think I'm going to have her on the air a week from today.
It's at the Armory for the Arts on Old Vegas Trail.
Yeah.
984-1370. The show's at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
And the other theater shows this weekend include The Lion and the Lamb, presented by the Art and Players at 8 o'clock at El Museo Cultural. 10 Tiny Epics in an Outlet Mall by Theater Grotesco down there at the Outlet Mall. That's at 7 o'clock. And Susanna Guillaume has a one-woman show called The Pinnacle of My French Ambition, about which I know nothing, but it's at 8 o'clock at the Rail Yard, and you can call 982-8309. The pinnacle is like the top. Uh-huh. I used to say the pinnacle.
It's the zenith.
Like the pinnacle of my success, but I was wrong.
Yeah, but, you know, it's okay. It's not the first time.
Well, I'm a card.
428-1393. All phones are available.
What do you mean it was not the first time? Wait a minute.
That was a delayed reaction. That was cute.
Let's remind people the Santa Fe Artist Market is still going on next to Site Santa Fe, 9 to 1 on Saturday. And also the Santa Fe Farmers Market is going on 7 to noon on Saturday. On Sunday, you can go over to the Pueblo of Tsuki Flea Market, 8 to 4. There's also the Santa Fe Flea Market at the Downs. I haven't been out there yet, have you?
No, but I want to go out there. I miss the old flea market. In the 90s, I don't know when it changed, but there was this moment when the flea market got a little bit more like a, I don't know, I don't want to say anything bad about it, but it was really great before.
It
and
lost
now,
its old time. Yeah, I know.
It lost its, because what they made it really virtually impossible for somebody who wanted to clean out their garage and take all their treasures, put them on a cloth on the ground, you know, pay a little fee and be there for the whole day. That doesn't happen anymore because they changed the rules.
Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
I also got some treasures. One time I went there and somebody had just threw a bunch of clothes on the ground. And they were fabulous. And they were all my size. And they were, you know, a silk skirt and a beautiful sweater and a funny shirt and all these things. And I picked up 17 pieces of clothing and I tried them on. I picked up more, but I came up with 17. And I said to the guy, so how much do you want for these? And he said, let's see, for that whole set of clothes that you got there, how about $3?
Hmm.
I gave him $3.
And that's why people should give $3 to KSFR.
They should give more than that.
Exactly. We're only a third of the way towards your goal of 1,500. So we have only 11 minutes to do that. But we can do it.
We can do it. Ladies and gentlemen, 428.
You're nobody to give money to KSFR.
428-1393. Write that number down. 428-1393. And you know, there's a good reason to give to KSFR, and that is because you listen to KSFR. That is the best reason. You can get some wonderful tickets to the theater, you can get all sorts of excellent prizes, but the main reason to give is because KSFR is the station that you listen to. The Radio Cafe is what you listen to, and I am asking each one of you, as if you were here in the Santa Fe Baking Company and we were sharing a cup of coffee or tea or chai or whatever it is that you like to drink, to just give as if you were giving maybe $1 a day or maybe 25 cents a day. Figure out the math. Figure out what you can afford.
For a week or for a year?
For a year. For every day you listen. Let's say
you
listen every weekday.
So since you're doing that, do the math for us.
No, you do it.
Well, 25 cents times 7, everybody knows, is $1.75. So $1.75 times 52 comes out to approximately, let me see, add the 3, do the 4 there. I'd say that's roughly $100. Might be closer to 98, 92 or something, but...
Yeah, it's like 90 bucks.
All right.
So maybe give half of it now, give half later. You can also, there's a thing that we have instituted, and it's really easy to do now. If you want to give a contribution of $15 a month, let's say, that's 50 cents a day, approximately, you can make a contribution and it will just be deducted in a safe and secure way each month. And that way, each fund drive, you can say, I've already given because you're on the monthly plan.
Right. But if you look at your checkbook and you got $8.42 left, you can give the $8.42 to KSFR, right?
You can do that.
Okay.
Do you keep your checkbook that balanced and up to date?
When it gets down to $8.42, I certainly do.
428-1393.
Let's talk about some things happening Monday night.
Oh, yes, let's.
Nightbeat Poetry Slam at El Farol, 8 o'clock. Musical accompaniment. Welcome. Get out there and do your poetry. No charge. Patricia Shapiro, the author, is going to talk about the book Coming Home to Yourself, 18 Wise Women Reflect on Their Journeys. That's Monday night at 6 at Collected Works on Galisteo. Free. And meanwhile, if you want to head over to the Marriott, the courtyard at Marriott, for a little lecture, How Did the Maya Feed the Multitudes? Payson Sheets, an anthropologist, will be speaking about that at 7:30 at the Courtyard by Marriott, which is down on Cerritos Road. No charge. It's the Santa Fe Archaeological Society Lecture Series opening salvo in their seasonal lecture series. So lots of things to do on a Monday night. Tuesday night, we talked about Capital Steps. Wednesday night, we have State of Grace, which is a multimedia presentation by the husband and wife team of Rebecca and Robert Bluestone at the Lensic, 7 o'clock. Very inexpensive to get in, 988-1234. And again, that's Wednesday night. So there are events. That, I mean, the thing about Santa Fe, you said this earlier, and we find this when we do the show, is that there is so much happening that even if you wanted to go every night, you're not going to catch everything. You have to figure out where you want to go and when. But we do our best on the show to reflect that. And as always, we will take your press releases, which we hope are full and have all the information and are not in attachments.
Yes.
And the Pasta Temple still has a really up-to-date, really good calendar where you can find all this information out. Take a look and see.
Yep, Pasta Temple is terrific, especially every day. I mean, the Pasta Temple is terrific every week. The New Mexican's great every day. But Fridays especially is the day to get that paper.
And Santa Fe Art Institute has their monthly open studio Thursday night. Did you know that?
It was yesterday.
It was?
Yeah.
It's in our pasta calendar. If we made a mistake, we apologize. You know what? You can always call the Institute at 424-5050 and find out what's going on.
424-5050.
Yeah, and again, that's Thursday night, which, just one more time, that's the same night as Sam Shepard. It's free, 5 o'clock, but you got to call in advance or show up in advance because the seating's limited. And I'm telling you, that is a terrific book of short stories.
And on Sunday, the Santa Fe Mountain Center is having their 30th anniversary celebration. And the Santa Fe Mountain Center is a wonderful organization where they basically teach young people to cooperate with each other through doing, I wouldn't say risky in the sense that they're that people fall and get hurt or anything like that, because it's done in a very safe way, but done the you know, high ropes things and ladders and all kinds of mountainous skills that people learn. And they can be found at santafemc.org, or you can give them a call at 983-6158.
I'll run through a list of movies opening this weekend. Alpha and Omega is an animated film about a couple of wolf dogs.
Yay.
Devil is supposedly a scary movie about some people that get in an elevator, get stuck, and one of them is the devil. Easy A has got Emma Stone as a young girl turning around the scarlet letter idea in high school. That's over at Regal 14. Father of My Children is a, I think it's a Swedish picture, and I apologize if I don't know that. There is a little mini blurb in the paper today at the screen. And of course, Joaquin Phoenix's documentary of
I'm
his
still
own
here.
Breakdown is opening at the screen. And then if you want a big budget kind of action film with a romance, The Town, Ben Affleck picture, opens at Regal 14 today.
Excellent.
And I still want to plug The Kids Are All Right, holding on at DeVargas, Regal DeVargas, a nice little romantic drama with Annette Bening and Julianne Moore. Machete is a lot of fun, homage to 1970s exploitation flicks, Regal 14. And you can't go wrong with Toy Story 3, probably, out at Regal North, if the kids are still interested. It's at the second-run theater. And you can't go wrong giving money to KSFR, can you?
No, you cannot. Wrong is that where is that place where you cannot go
if
wrong.
If you want to give some dough, call KSFR. Call them right now. We've got the number. It's easy to learn, though I forgot it. I don't know, somehow. What's the number? 424?
428.
Uh-oh.
1393.
So 428-13. What's the rest of it?
93.
It's for you and also for me. So call KSFR.
What will be. You make such a good Doris Day.
You know what? I never really cared for her, oddly enough. A couple of her pictures I liked, but she wasn't kind of the female vocalist that I was drawn to. But I always do every song sort of in a Dean Martin thing. But thank you for saying that all the same. And incidentally, she's a great animal lover. As is Bridget Bardot.
Really?
Who I'd rather watch than Doris Day.
4281.
No clothes on.
Yeah, whatever. 4281393. We're getting to our goal, I hope.
Mary Lynn? We're coming up on the halfway mark.
Okay.
And we have thanks to Jonathan Richards and Claudia Jessups.
Those guys.
Don Heinbecker and Paula James.
Nice.
Thank you, thank you
all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jonathan's
all
in the Art and Player show.
He's in St. Francis of Assisi.
So there's a little nod to that. And him and the show over at El Museo.
Hey, yeah. Can you say when that's happening again for folks?
The El Museo?
Yes.
It is opening tonight, and it runs for several weekends.
Three weekends. At El Museo Cultural. Here's the phone number.
So can they go to any of those showings? If they
Yes. If you win, you can go to any of the showings. They'll just have your name down on a list, and they can go to any show.
8 o'clock at the Knights. Actually, I think the Sunday shows are 8 o'clock. Is that correct?
No, it's at Sunday matinees at 2, 8 o'clock on Friday and Saturday.
Okay. And call the following phone number if you're not getting the tickets through KSFR.
428-1393.
That's the KSFR, but if you need to call for the Art and Players down the line, it's 501-1709.
Right, but don't do that right now.
No, try to get the tickets through KSFR.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to, I'm just letting them have a number for longer on. Since I won't be here next week, and Rob DeWalt will be here to clown around with you.
Yes, Rob DeWalt will be here to clown around. Hey, we'll miss you.
Well, thanks. I'll be back the following week to maybe help plug something I'm doing at Warehouse 21.
Oh, so, good.
Yeah, and how are we doing for time?
We just got 2 minutes left, two, three
All right.
minutes left.
You got any final things you want to say about people giving money?
Well, you know, it's funny that there are so many more people listening right now than... who love the show, who like the show, who love the station, then actually make that move to pick up the phone.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think there is some feeling of being a spectator. You're an observer. You're outside of it.
So if you give money, you're more of a participant?
If you give money, you're more of a participant. And there are people who understand. It's sort of like the helping your neighbor thing. You know, you can say, well, gosh, my neighbor is in trouble. I guess they screwed up. Or you can say, my neighbor's in trouble. I'm going to help them.
I'll bring a bag of food or something.
Yeah, or you know, somebody, I mean, as the simple example that Deborah gave, somebody falls down, you pick them up. We're not falling down. We're not mortally wounded here at KSFR. We just need the help. Because
you want to get up the stairs.
Well, we want to get to Christmas. We want to get into the new year. We want to get into the next year. It's not... an expensive operation by any means. It's not like an arts organization that has a huge facility and costumes and props and all kinds of people. We have very few paid employees.
But the community has to decide whether it values KSFR, and one way to show that is, of course, to give. And again, I know sometimes you roll your eyes when I say these things, but honestly, you have like $12. That'd be terrific.
Yeah,
send
I mean, whatever
there's
you
there's
feel.
There's no too small of an amount.
No, and those people, I mean, there are some people who... don't have a job and they say, well, I'm going to give $5 anyway. But there are people who have wonderful jobs, and we ask you also to step up and say, hey, this is my community radio station and I'm going to support it. You know, I go to the farmer's market and I buy my tomatoes. I hear about it on KSFR, so I'm going to give them some tomatoes.
Nice, good.
428-1393.
God forbid I should say you look like a cute tomato this morning.
Oh, God forbid you should say that.
All right.
You nut. Hey, I'm hearing the music. That
so
means it's time for
I
you
hear
to
music and it's
shut
time
the
to
heck
go.
Up.
I know. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on. Robert Knott is with the Pasatiempo with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's actually more the education reporter now mm-hmm. than arts, and I love reading your education
Thanks,
stories.
And I have a column on Mondays. Please pay attention if you're interested.
Please pay attention. And it's time to go. I'm not sure if we reach our goal, but Mary Lynn will be giving you a report after the news. 428-1393 is the number. We'll see you next week. We've got some great programs lined up for you next week. And you can reach me, by the way, at radiocafe@ksfr.org. My podcasts are at santafe.radiocafe.org. And you can hear us always streaming at ksfr.org 24/7. So thank you, Mary Lynn. Thank you, staff, board, volunteers, and listeners of KSFR. One more time, the phone number, 428-1393. Robert, thank you so much. We've been doing this now for 6 years.
I know.
It's wonderful.
Thanks.
Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Ciao.
Don't.